Recorded Books and RB Digital present What Comes My Way, Brookstone Brides, Book 3, by Tracy Peterson, narrated by Pilar Witherspoon. Chapter 1, March, 1902, Los Angeles, California.
Robert, what in the world are you doing here?
Ella Fleming asked, stepping back from her hotel room door as she tightened the belt on her dressing gown.
"Looking for you," her brother replied. "I went to the train station and found the Brookstone cars, but they said you were all staying at this hotel."
Ella laughed and swept her arm toward the room.
"Isn't it wonderful? It was a surprise treat from Henry Adler. He has all sorts of meetings here in Los Angeles and wanted us to stay in comfort and style. Plus, I think he wanted to be able to hold meetings in his room. Please come in."
Stepping back, Ella waited for Robert to enter, but he hesitated. Turning to his left, he motioned to someone. Ella watched as a heavily veiled woman in black bombazine entered the room ahead of Robert. The woman was petite and clad in black from head to toe. She was obviously in deep mourning. Even her gloves were black. Ella tried to hide her shock, but as soon as Robert closed her suite door, he hurried to explain.
"I know you'll find this quite the surprise."
He reached out to pull back the woman's veil. Ella's eyes widened as her former maid's face was revealed.
"Mara."
The black woman nodded, her brown eyes wide.
"It's me, Miss Ella."
Ella embraced her friend.
"I can hardly believe this. I've missed you so much."
She looked over Mara's shoulder at Robert.
"To what do I owe this pleasure?"
"It may be pleasure to you, but it's been a grave matter for Mara. Sit down, and I'll explain."
Robert motioned toward the sitting area of Ella's suite. She sat on the settee and waited for Mara to join her.
"Tell me everything."
Robert pulled a cushioned wing-back chair closer.
"I'm not sure where to begin. Father approached me 2 weeks ago. He's deeply troubled about something. Personally, I've heard rumors, and I think Jefferson Spivey is forcing Father to do things he doesn't want to do. That's why Mara is here."
Ella looked at her former maid and dear friend while Robert continued.
"You see, Jefferson has been insisting that Father let Mara work for him. Mara has no desire to do so, but that hasn't stopped Jefferson from pressing for it. Father came to me and told me he feels helpless to fight Jefferson. Apparently, Jefferson holds something over our father, and he's had to yield to Spivey's will more and more. Now, I know this topic isn't for the gentler sex, but you must know the truth of it. Jefferson wants Mara for his mistress."
A gasp escaped Ella's lips.
"He's a monster. How can he even live with himself?"
Mara looked at the carpet, as if she bore some guilt in Jefferson's shameful behavior.
"Because he's evil,"
Robert declared.
"The things I've heard about him are, well, I would never repeat them. Father asked me to figure out a way to keep Mara from his grasp, and this is what came to mind. Do you suppose Mara could go on tour with you? Perhaps be your personal maid?"
"Of course. I'm sure I can get the others to agree. I'll talk to Lizzie right away. She's coming to get me in an hour. We're going to tea with some people who would like to photograph us for a book."
"I thought Miss Brookstone married and gave up performing,"
Robert said, shaking his head.
"What made her change her mind?"
"She didn't. I mean, well, it's a long story. Lizzie did marry. She's Mrs. Wesley DeShazer now. She's not performing, but her uncle was quite ill last year, and she's hoping to keep him in better shape. Lizzie's mother begged her to come on the tour for one more year and keep an eye on him. She and Wes both came as a favor to Rebecca Brookstone."
"I see. Do you think she'll accept Mara's being here?"
"I have no reason to think she'll
Sample complete. Ready to continue?